Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathleen O., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, October 8th, 2018, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, page 133, beginning with Now About Health, through three paragraphs ending with Have found this practice beneficial, and will be commenting on all three paragraphs. Today's readers are Nancy T. for the 12 steps, Reggie O. for the 12 traditions, and our readers of the text are Leslie M., Kathy G., and Ginger C. The share ID for yesterday's special edition, Sunday, October 7th, 2018, is 12,011, so that's 12011. And for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 12,013, 12013. Our newcomer greeter for today is Melanie C. and the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are all self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive overeating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Nancy T. to read the 12 steps.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Nancy T., recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps. One, we admitted, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Nancy. And Reggio, the 12 traditions. Star one to unmute, Reggie.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Kathleen, thanks for your service this morning. This is Reggie O., gratefully here from the Los Angeles area, and these are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsive eating. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Reggie O. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 133, starting with the first paragraph, Now About Health. We'll be reading through three paragraphs, ending with Have Found This Practice Beneficial. We'll be commenting on all three paragraphs. So Leslie M., if you could go ahead and begin reading.
Good morning, Kathleen O. Thank you for your service. This is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Now about health. A body badly burned by alcohol does not recover overnight, nor do twisted thinking and depression vanish in a twinkling. We are convinced that a spiritual mode of living is a most powerful health restorative. We who have recovered from serious drinking are miracles of mental health, but we have seen remarkable transformations in our bodies. Hardly one of our crowd now shows any mark of dissipation. But this does not mean that we disregard human health measures. God has abundantly supplied this world with fine doctors, psychologists, and practitioners of various kinds. Do not hesitate to take your health problems to such persons. Most of them give freely of themselves, that their fellows may enjoy sound minds and bodies. Try to remember that though God has wrought miracles among us, we should never belittle a good doctor or psychiatrist. Their services are often indispensable in treating a newcomer and in following his case afterward. One of the many doctors who had the opportunity of reading this book in manuscript form told us that the use of sweets was often helpful, of course, depending upon a doctor's advice. He thought all alcoholics should constantly have chocolate available for its quick energy value at times of fatigue. He added that occasionally in the night, a vague craving arose, which would be satisfied by candy. Many of us have noticed a tendency to eat sweets and have found this practice beneficial. Once again, I'm Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. And it says now about health, you know, and my body has been badly burned by my compulsive overeater and my anorexia. And, I have to remember that it's not going to happen all at once. Also, I'm 67 years of age, and things don't quite bounce back the way that they used to. But I'm grateful to have found that my spiritual life is what's giving me, it may even be giving me the ability to actually see what my what I actually look like physically, because I haven't had that in a long time. And I have noticed that, that people are remarking on the weight loss, and that's wonderful. But the thing that I find is the second part where it says, twisted thinking and depression don't vanish in a twinkling. You know, and though, you know, I myself have suffered from depression and found that, you know, I am no longer on medication for that, that, my moods and my emotional nature has has come around. You know, I'm recovered from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And I'm eternally grateful. In the second paragraph, it talks about health professionals. And, you know, as I got a sponsor in Vision for You, she suggested that I get a nutritionist, you know, and it was true. I didn't know exactly what I was eating. And in fact, you know, I learned a lot of really helpful things about my diet, about the number, you know, the amount of protein that I needed and those kind of things from my nutritionist, you know, and I'm now on a, you know, on a healthy food plan that provides for all my needs. This last paragraph, I have to say, it's probably the only paragraph in the big book that I don't follow precisely. Because if I followed these directions, I would still be a compulsive overeater. You know, chocolate was one of my biggest drugs of no choice. So I know that I can't do that. And, you know, I can't have the sweets. I can't have anything sweet. You know, for me, that's my abstinence. So, you know, as I said, this is probably the only paragraph that I'm not going to follow precisely because I know that, you know, these are my alcoholic foods that we're talking about here. And, but today, you know, prior to this, I would have been like, why did they include this in this book? You know, who do they think they're talking to? And I realized who they're talking to. They're talking to the alcoholic. They're not talking to the compulsive overeater specifically, although every other paragraph in this book applies totally to me. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie M. All right, so we'll now open the lines for anyone who would like to share on these three paragraphs. Again, we're on page 133. The first paragraph begins now about health, reading through three paragraphs, commenting on all, ending with have found this practice beneficial. So who would like to share on these paragraphs?
Lisa J.R.
Ida.
Donna B.
Lynn
Wendy
F.
B.
Okay, I'm going to have you guys stop for 1 second. So, all right, I think I heard Lisa J.R., and then I heard Donna B., but there was two people in between. Who came in right after Lisa J.R.?
I think it was me, Julie E.B.
Julie E.B.
Uh-huh.
And was there one other person before Donna?
Ida?
Okay, that's who I missed. And then I think it was Donna B., and I got Wendy and Lynn S.
And Bruce E.
And Bruce E. Okay, so let's stop right there. That's a good lineup. Everyone wants to comment on this fun stuff. Okay, Lisa J.R., go ahead, please. And followed by Julie E.B.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lisa J.R., gratefully recovered in Baltimore, Maryland. And I love this reading. I draw this reading like a gun, all of it except for, you know, obviously the parts that don't apply, that one paragraph. I draw this like a gun when I'm working with sponsees because although my ego would tell me that years of dieting and calorie counting and everything else would qualify me to be a nutritionist, I am not a nutritionist. I can help my sponsees find, as my sponsor did for me, find and, you know, those behaviors that are red light behaviors, those foods that we just cannot eat, you know, the foods that we can eat comfortably. And I'm qualified to do that as a compulsive overeater, but I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, and I'm not a psychiatrist or a therapist. And I can honestly say that I relate so well to those paragraphs because in my journey of compulsive overeating, as I began to go through recovery, my husband came to a revelation about his own addiction. It's something I didn't know about until after we were married. And so together we made the perfect storm for a disaster with our two addictions. And as I began to go through recovery, my husband started to see that, hey, wow, you know, she's different. She's dealing with things differently. And he sought out recovery. However, that being said, one of the most beneficial things to our marriage has been spending time with a good therapist, a good marriage therapist. And I would tell people, if you can, take advantage of all of it if you can, if you need to. If you need to be separated from food by checking yourself into a clinic, I'm not going to say that that's wrong for you, and I have no business saying it. All I can do is relate my story. And so I oftentimes share these paragraphs in the beginning of working with somebody. I will, you know, share that with them as we're going over their hotbed foods. So anyway, I'm grateful to be here today, and thank you so much for your service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lisa J.R. And Julie E.B., you're up next, followed by Ida. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered, one day at a time in Colorado. And I just did really want to jump in on these paragraphs to both share my words of encouragement and the solution, and also some words of warning. I find that I am blessed. I had six specialists when I was 300 pounds, and in the food, I had six specialists the last couple years. I haven't seen any doctors outside my regular appointments. However, I still make use of what doctors have to offer and therapy around trauma and issues that I'm exposed to and in my family. And the main thing this made me think of this morning is from a sister program. I am not God. I do not know what's best for other people. And most of the time, I don't know what's best for myself. And when I remember this, my life goes smoother. So as a sponsor and as a family member with different and as an addict, I just have to be very careful about usurping or sharing just my experience. I had a family member in this disease whose first sponsor said, you know, unless you can go to a face-to-face meeting, you don't really want to recover. Well, that family member has severe social anxiety and is giving away and it opens a door for something that this person at face-to-face meetings was having horrible episodes that were terrifying and knew that that wasn't good for mental health. So we make use of what we don't know. I think that's the warning. There's a lot of things we don't know. When this family member had severe episodes of depression and said, I really need the food, you know what? I don't know if my sponsee needs the food or not. I know the freedom to be found out of the food. I know for me, my moods are so much better out of the food. I can't even tell you. But I don't give any advice on medications, on outside issues. I just stay to the pages of this book, which urge us to respect our health professionals and just limit ourselves to our experience, strength, and hope, and then listening and helping. I might help someone with their alcoholic foods and behaviors, but in terms of their dietary needs, yes, a nutritionist can be just a light bulb, especially for me in releasing some of those last few foods I released. So that's my experience, strength, and hope. And yeah, for me, chocolate does not work, but a nice glass of water is a real blessing. So thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. And Ida, you're up next, followed by Donna B. And Ida, what's the first initial of your last name, please?
Hi, good morning. Ida A.
Ida A. Thank you, Ida. Go ahead.
Thanks, Kathleen, and thank you all for being here. My name is Ida. I'm a grateful compulsive overeater from Northern British Columbia. And for those Canadians out there, happy Thanksgiving. And I am thankful for so many things. And one of the things I realized is I'm so thankful I'm in the program enough to know it's none of my business to pay attention to that sugar section, the chocolate section, because back in the day, and my day was just a few months ago probably, I would have found a reason to go, that's crap, and amputate, put this down, say, I don't get it, that's, what was I thinking, and today I really know that that's I do have a disease. This is that twisted thinking, and it is what it is, but it's none of my business. So that whole chocolate conversation, I can't pick up. It's probably great for some people, but it's on the side of the street that causes me all kinds of harm. And I'm really thankful that I have a little bit of willingness. And I would have also, which is kind of odd, but I would have had that play of words. So, like, I'm hearing on this line people talking about nutritionists, and I'm like, oh, I was supposed to see a dietitian. So why bother? Because then, you know. And so today I just know that that's my crazy thinking, and I have this compulsive nature that will send me down the wrong side. And I have a controlling nature that says I'm God. And that's the part I have to amputate, not all of you and not the big book. And I'm so thankful to see that today. And I'm also so thankful to know that I need all of you for the times in my day that I don't see it. And I don't know that I'm not seeing it. And I can't tell that I'm not, that I'm playing God when I'm not supposed to be. So I'm waiting, actually. I've contacted a dietitian, and I'm waiting for my food plan. And to be honest, I was kind of happy that she couldn't quite get back to me real fast. And because then I'm like, wow, I'm a little bit nervous about that. But I made a commitment that I was going to follow it. Kind of glad that it's going to take a little time, but it should be here this week. And that's part of the being willing, which I've never done in my 57 years. So that, to me, is a miracle of the program. So anyway, thank you for all being here, and have a blessed day. I pass.
Thank you, Ida. And thank you, everyone, for staying in those 3 minutes. You're doing great. So if you're just coming on, we're on page 133, the first paragraph that begins now about health, reading through three paragraphs, ending with have found this practice beneficial. So Donna B., you're up next, followed by Wendy, and I think it's Wendy B. So go ahead, Donna.
Hi, my name is Donna B. I'm a compulsive overeater in Denver, Colorado. Thank you for your service, and I'm really happy to be on the line this morning. When I first became a sponsor, I was first encouraged to sponsor, I started to get phone calls from people with very complicated health conditions, and I was scared. I would pray, and I thought to myself, you know, I can't sponsor these people. They're going to just suck the life out of me. And as I began to pray more and more, I realized that the truth for me is that in my own experience, I did have a specialist for my chronic condition, my chronic health condition. I do have a psychiatrist for my mental illness. I do have a therapist for post-traumatic stress disorder and in specialized treatment for trauma. So in my experience, I did go through the big book with a sponsor, and I did adhere to a food plan, but it was supplemented by the services of trained professionals. So when I sponsor someone, or when I'm asked to sponsor someone, one of the first conversations I have in getting to know them is what are all of their needs, their health needs, their psychological needs, their spiritual needs, and what are they doing currently to have those addressed? All I can do is literally read the book with another person and share my experience. And it makes me uneasy to work with someone who's not having their especially mental and physical needs being supported by professionals. So this is really important for me to remember. I too am in a sister program, which compels me to try to be more helpful than I really can be, and try to solve problems that are not mine to solve. So it is my preference, because of my own experience, I have a team of people who support me through this process, both lay people and professionals, and so it is my preference to work with sponsorees that, too, have a team of people working to support. share my past.
Thank you, Donna B. And Wendy, I believe it's B, you're up next, followed by Lynn F. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi, this is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And, you know, on the section where it says we have seen remarkable transformations in our bodies, hardly one of our crowd now shows any mark of dissipation. And I looked up the word dissipation, and it means self-indulgence. And, you know, that was just a definition of my compulsive overeating when I was in my disease. And since I've been abstinent and reached my goal weight, you know, I no longer need my cholesterol meds. You know, the doctor who did my blood work said if everyone ate like me, he would no longer have a job. You know, and where it says we are convinced that a spiritual mode of living is a most powerful health restorative. And since working the steps and doing regular 10 steps, you know, to clean house and really look at my thinking, you know, and embrace spiritual truths instead of the lies I had believed, I no longer feel hopeless. And I stopped taking my antidepressant, you know. And when I was in therapy and seeing a psychiatrist, he said depression runs in my family and I'd probably need an antidepressant the rest of my life. And I don't, you know, I am no longer hopeless. You know, this program gives me hope. It's a miracle. And where it says God has abundantly supplied this world with fine doctors and psychiatrists and practitioners of various kinds. You know, it says God has supplied, you know, he called and enabled these people into these professions. And in my past, I was just so arrogant and judgmental. I had an attitude, you know, that doctors couldn't be trusted. They just wanted to push medicine on people and not really get to the root causes. I was into health food and herbal remedies and stuff. And I was just so arrogant, you know, and this paragraph really humbles me. You know, we should never belittle a good doctor or a psychiatrist. And that's just what I was doing. You know, I was just so critical. And now today I can really appreciate the calling and the training and the expertise of the professionals, you know, and thank you, God, I can step down off the throne of my thinking. You know, in this whole paragraph on chocolate, my experience is, you know, I really embraced that paragraph when I first stopped drinking and I came into AA, and I never recovered, you know, because I just picked up the sugar and it was just, you know, part of my path to bring me to this program. And, you know, thank you, God, that I finally made it. You know, I'm so grateful. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Wendy B. And Lynn S., you're up, followed by Bruce E. Go ahead, Lynn.
Good morning. My name is Lynn S., a recovered compulsive overeater from Toronto, Canada. And I love this line, we have seen remarkable transformations in our bodies. You know, I lost my first 100 pounds at 16, and then for the next 20 years, I was constantly gaining or losing 100 pounds. And the damage that I did to my body, I often think of it, you know, like how amazing it is that this body gets up for me every morning after the years and years of stuffing it so full of things that I couldn't even breathe, or alternatively, not feeding it at all. I remember just before I came into OA, I didn't eat on Thursdays because I figured that was a way to, like, I had no idea what to do with myself because I couldn't stop eating. And when I came into OA, I didn't come in to lose weight because I'd lost weight so many countless times before, and it didn't make any difference, but I had scared myself because I couldn't stop eating. And that's why I came in. I just wanted to stop this continual binging. But when I think of, you know, what I had done to my body, those years and years and years of stuffing it full of junk and then restricting it and then pills and, you know, just so many things. And now, you know, it's been 30 years now, but now, you know, like, my body is healthy, and it always amazes me that it gets up for me every morning after everything I've put it through. And I have been so fortunate to have been blessed with the ability to have countless cosmetic surgeries to clear away the wreckage of this loose skin that doesn't go anywhere. And I just, you know, and the thinking and the depression, that takes longer, but that's what the steps help me with, you know, to get to a place where I'm ready to have God remove what is blocking me from him so that I can better carry this message to others. And I'll just wrap up with, I remember getting weighed once, and, I don't know the number, so I turned around backwards and the doctor's weighing me, and he said, "You're down," and I went, "Thank God." And he said, "God has nothing to do with it." And it just came out of my mouth, "God has everything to do with it." And that's how I want to live my life now, with God having everything to do with everything, my physical, emotional, spiritual health. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lynn. And Bruce, you're up next, and we're going to be taking some names after Bruce. So just a reminder, on page 133, starting with the first paragraph, now about health, reading through three paragraphs, ending with, many of us have noticed. And Bruce E., go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody on the call. Very grateful today to be recovered in North Carolina. And, talking about this part here, a body badly burned by alcohol does not often recover overnight. Well, I guess it doesn't. I mean, not what I did to my body. And before I got in the program, it was as long as five days, I think, totally no food and just water, and thinking that that would solve my problems. Then after that, times of doing the 5 days and then without food and then a dozen donuts, you know, I mean, holy cow. But also then later on, the caffeine that I was using, thinking that if I drank a lot of caffeine, it would keep me from overeating, and using just tons of caffeine and just getting so high off of that, and all this artificial sugar and everything and cream in it, and just the crashes that were the result of that was hard to believe. Anyway, I'm amazed that I'm doing as well as I'm doing, considering how I hurt my body. But the body does recover. At least it has to a considerable amount with me. And I don't know what I don't know, so, you know, doctors may be able to help. I found getting into this vision and getting a recovered sponsor really, really, and going through the big book, just firing right through the big book, has been tremendous for me. Brought about a spiritual awakening and lifting the compulsion and the addiction after and the obsession. After many years of chronic being in the program, but chronically slipping, so got some good solid abstinence now. I'm able to help some people, which is really good, and just really grateful for this program. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Brucey. Okay, we are on page 133, the first paragraph, now about health. Reading through three paragraphs, ending with, have found this practice beneficial. So who else would like to share on these three paragraphs?
Hi, Linda G. from Massachusetts.
Linda G.
Suzanne B.
Dion R.
Suzanne B. And who is after Suzanne B.?
Dion R. from Ohio.
Abby B.
Pat R. from Ohio.
I got Abby. What was your first initial, Abby? B as in boy. Okay.
Patsy. Pat C, last initial.
Oh, Pat C. Sorry, Pat.
Dion R.
Spell your first name. I didn't get that.
Dion R.
Dion R?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for my other help and background there. Okay, so I have, tell me if I missed anyone, Linda G., Suzanne B., Dion R., Abby B., and Pat C. So let's go ahead with that lineup. So Linda G., go ahead, please, followed by Suzanne B.
Good morning. I'm Linda G. from Massachusetts. And these three paragraphs are very powerful, and the sharing has been powerful. I'm still recovering with a sponsor going through the big book. And about health, when I was 27, I came into, I came into AA. It was I weighed 115 pounds, and I immediately switched seats on the Titanic. And within 15 years, I was 306 pounds, and in and out of a lot of different recovery programs for compulsive overeating in a treatment center. And I ended up, I did so much damage to my body that I had to get to, I was in a wheelchair. I needed knee replacement and double knee replacement. And I remember my doctor, I mean, I weighed too much. They couldn't do it. And they wanted me to have surgery, which I said, no, I'm going to do it through the 12 steps. And I remember my surgeon said to me, for every pound you lose, it's 6 pounds off your knees. And so by the grace of God, through working my different food programs, and I know the diseases between my ears, I was had lost enough weight to have this surgery. And then I know for 14 years, definitely one of my red light foods is sugar, absolutely. And after I had not had sugar for 14 years, and I was going through major trauma last spring, and I picked it up. And on July 12th, I had eaten so much chocolate that night I really felt like I was having a seizure. I mean, I met those four horsemen face to face. I was thrashing it was absolutely horrendous. And I ended up going to the emergency room the next day. And I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy, so I looked up causes for seizure, and number 5 was this picture of big piece of chocolate something that I had binged on like for hours that night. And it said that it was one of the causes that could bring on a seizure. So I know, for me, this is life and death. I know there's something in me that wants to self-destruct. I'm really glad that day on July 13th, I surrendered to a Vision for You and got, and am now working with a Vision for You sponsor. And
please.
So anyway, I'm grateful for the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda G. And Suzanne B., you're up next, followed by Dion R.
Thank you. So the sentence, do not hesitate to take your health problems and then to a doctor, psychologist, and practitioners of various kinds. And my job as a sponsor doesn't include counselor or physician. My role is to share my experience working the steps as laid out in the big book. So what the book is telling me is that I can share with others what I've done in terms of seeing other professionals. The other thing is that because a physician in the last paragraph is mentioning sweets doesn't mean that there for me. And I have to be honest with myself and my physician as to my experience with sweets. I can't use my physician as part of my spiritual malady or as part of my delusional thinking. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. And Dion R., you're up next, followed by Abby B. Go ahead, Dion. Dion, can you press star 1 to unmute, please?
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry. I'm just talking away. Hi, good morning. This is Dion R. from Ohio, gratefully recovered from the seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, and loving the family afterward chapter this morning. So, yes, the part it's so much stuff that I didn't know, all the sharing I heard today, and it inspired me to just share where how God and this program has helped me with that, even, I didn't know the part about sweets, even that, because being in a body, my body was badly burned by alcohol, it was drugs and life, period, I think, because of my twisted thinking and depression. It didn't go away overnight. Mine did not. But the spiritual program did have a, you see, like a headlight to get inside this thick head. Once I put down my first drug, I mean, the one that was killing me the most, and which was the drugs and alcohol. And I remember going to all type of 12-step programs that served chocolate food, because I heard that and I read that. It was escape rope for me. But me, I didn't know that I was compulsive overeater, but I always knew I had problems with food and sweets, and I loved them, and it fixed me. It was my peace. It was whatever, temporarily. So, of course, my disease would get any, use anything as an out. So, I could have some sweets. So I just went to every 12-step meeting outside of OA to get that quick fix once I stopped working the steps the way they were designed. Needless to say, I got over 300 pounds and not only 5 feet. So anyway, I just kept growing and growing that way until, you know, I had to stop and get honest with people in the 12-step and my doctors and whoever else, my therapist. Look, get honest. And that's what the program told me, get honest. And now, today, I'm no longer white-knuckling. Even when I first came into OA years ago, white-knuckle. I'm just going to do this until. I'm just going to eat like this until. I still had that until I can really throw down and do what I want to do mentality. And thanks to getting honest, 6 years ago, I decided, I'm stopping. Forget it. I'm done because, yeah, I see now the alcohol had to go, which is full of sugar anyway, so I can be clear enough and sound enough. The food was still there. The food kept me alive for years. But thank God I could say, you know, I had the opportunity to say, thank you, food. I got to let you go, you know. And I grabbed hold of you guys in the OA and this program and haven't looked back. When I look back, it's just to help somebody else most of the time, unless I get stuck again. And then the disease, or like my friend was just saying, oh, but you can buy the ticket. I know my disease, and I knew it killed another good friend in the program.
Time, please.
So, oh, okay. So, and with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to share. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Dion. And Abby B., you're up next, followed by Pat C.
Abby B. in Maryland. How shall I say, healing compulsive, being restored by the higher power. I like that. Anyway, so many things people have said explain what I'm focusing on. But I think, I guess how to put it, I've been around for a good amount of time and had a lot of medical problems, some related to the weight and some related to the anxiety, mental health issues. And I really feel that, well, now that, and I've been evolving of having a spiritual program, but I really feel that now that I have it, let's say I'm meditating, I'm able to sit still, I'm able to not get migraines, you know, because I'm connecting with something outside of my self-absorbed head. And I think that's wonderful. So that's like that's, and so we are becoming restored, you know, you know, more and more. I mean, I guess, you know, we work all the steps and we've recovered, but we're being restored over time. And for me, it's I need to be treat myself in a compassionate way. As I look back, you know, I have a lot of regrets about that, but compassion because we're being healed. And, you know, it didn't happen. You know, our disease wasn't active for a short period of time, so it takes time to heal that body. And the thing about the sugar, I sort of have a story about that, where I went to an AA meeting and I saw somebody there who, and this was like a meeting of where people, it was like near the courthouse, people who had done crimes, you know, and extreme kind of stuff while they were drinking or drugging. And I saw somebody who like gained 100 pounds and I looked at him and I was trying to do some 12-step OA, 12-step work because he had switched, just like they give the example of switching to chocolate. You know, maybe, you know, you feel fatigue, it's, you know, you feel an urge, a craving, but what's different with us, I think, and if we're focused on the big book, is we know that we have to be honest. You know, so I walk into a family meeting and I realize, oh, you know, I want to fight with my family. You know, the defect comes up. I'm able to kind of settle myself, be honest about it, and reach not in my obsessive head. So I think that the thing about this whole chocolate is that we do sometimes want to substitute, whether it's, you know, whether for me, you know, the caffeine and the artificial sweeteners got I was crazy, or other addictions, gambling, shopping, even healthy food. So it's like we're honest, you know, so we can say, oh, something's going on there and be able to step back. It took me 30 years in OA to be able to realize that I cannot drink soda, caffeinated, or coffee or any sweetener. But, you know, I have a regret about that, but today I have almost a year of, you know, not running down to the soda machine just the way I ran up and down to the candy machine. You know, it's like the same kind of thing. Thanks. That's it. Great. Thanks.
Thank you, Abby. And Pat C., you are our final share today. So go ahead, Pat.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. This is Pat C., an anorexic compulsive overeater from Tennessee. And I just wanted to share that I have just suffered for years from depression and anxiety and am on medication. And that's one thing to help keep my mood stable. But they didn't take me to my spirituality. I just want to share that these steps did, my sponsor did, that they, you know, got rid of all that stuff in front of me so that I could connect to my higher power. So, you know, for me, I'll be on my medication for the rest of my life, and that's okay. But I know I need this program. You know, I work the steps, and I connect with you guys, and I do my meditation. I think, oh, I'm cured. I'm good. You know, I don't need to do that tomorrow. I'm cured. And no, I've tried that, and that does not work, you know. The next day is a new day, and I need to work my program every day. But I love connecting with you guys, too, to give me a sense of belonging, a sense of being a part of something. And I'm just grateful for the program and for Vision and all you guys. That's all. Thank you. And
thank you so much. Thank you, Pat. And thank you, everyone who shared today. So we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Kathy G., if you would please read a vision for you. Star one to unmute, Kathy. Kathy G., are you there? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read that. Oh, go ahead.
This is Robin. I can read it.
Okay, go ahead, Robin. Thank you.
Thank
Ginger, I think, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Yeah, I'm here. It's Ginger C. Oh.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Ginger.
No. Oh, no worries. I just didn't know. Kathy G's another name. So
I'm sorry.
Ginger C. No worries. Recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.